speaking on this program is Gary Cawley.
Our questioner says this week, what does Paul mean in the book of Romans when he says, we're saved by faith and not by law? Well, the language of Romans, as we noticed on yesterday, and also read to you from Romans 3, verses 19 through 28, this letter, as well as this language, is oftentimes abused, I'm afraid, by the advocates of the salvation by faith only theory. Certainly one is justified by faith in Christ. We believe that with every fiber of our being, and that is expressed in verse 26 of this Romans 3. But if you'll notice in verse 27, he explains what it means to be justified by faith in Christ. It means to obey the gospel, which is the law of faith, in contrast, of course, to obeying the law of the works of Moses. Law is a rule of action. It's laid down by the superior to be obeyed by the inferior. And therefore, law suggests that some action must be taken. Something to be done is an expression of faith. And so in redemption, Paul in no way suggests that it was by faith only, without any kind of works, as the sectarian world decrees. He begins the epistle with the obedience of the faith, if you read in Romans 1 and verse 5. He then identifies what he means by faith throughout the rest of the book by this very phrase. When he speaks of faith in the book of Romans, he's talking about the obedience to the faith, Romans 1, 5. And he closes the book with the same manner. In Romans 16:26, he talks about obedience of faith. So meaning the obedience which belongs to or stems from faith. Now the faith of Christ and the law of Christ in Romans 3 are synonymous. Therefore justification comes by the law of Christ. The law of the Spirit, Romans 8, 1 and 2, makes us free from the law of sin and death. Now, it's often contended that James 2:14 refers to works done by Christians. However, if you will notice, my friends, verses 23 to 25, we can see that works are required by saints and alien sinners alike. Verses 21 through 23 show that Abraham, a child of God, was justified by works. In verse 24, he affirms that this is not by faith only. In verse 25, he reveals that Rahab the harlot, not at that time a child of God, but was also justified by works, hence verse 24 refers to both. By works, of course, James does not mean human works of merit, but the commands of God. Now let me define some terms for you, my friends, that will help us in our study. Redemption is an important word. It is a doctrinal word of the Bible. It is the act of delivering one from bondage. Redemption is that which means to liberate one from any condition in which he may be bound or just to set that one free. Now, Christ paid the price by which one may be redeemed from the bondage of sin, as the people of Israel were freed from the bondage of Egypt. Righteousness, on the other hand, denotes the state acceptable to God which becomes a sinner's possession through that faith by which he embraces the grace of God offered him in the death of Jesus Christ, the divine arrangement by which God leads man to a state that is acceptable to him, says Thayer's Greek English Lexicon, page 149.